Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at Resonant Truth. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Red Electric Dragon, and it is the third day of the Blue Storm Wave spell. And it is the overtone moon day 7. It's actually day 6, but there's no way you're going to hear it on day 6. So Sunday is day 7. The 21st of November, I'm speaking on Saturday. I made half a podcast in a timely fashion back when we were on White Cosmic Mirror, and I just felt like it was horseshit. So I abandoned it, and I thought I would pick it up right away, but it's taken another couple of days to find my sea legs for our storm wave spell. I'm reminded of the blue lunar storm year, which was a very exacting and dramatic year. If you need to situate yourself in world history, it was the year that COVID kind of crescendoed and Trump was defeated. And then we just continued to endure, January 6th and a bunch of mandates about vaccines or mask wearing and resistance to that and just more fracturing of anyone's propensity to be cooperative and unified. So that was a lunar quality of a blue lunar storm year, but the storm was epic. And here we are bouncing back to that time in a reflective way, condensed into 13 days. And I flipped from having a really ecstatic White World Bridger wave spell to coming home to my own tribe, Blue Storm, and immediately feeling degraded by the energy field. Degraded meaning not really whole, not feeling sanctity, feeling this erosion of safety and morality might not be related. It's been hard for me to want to be podcasting for a few reasons, but one is just that it's a lot of self-reflection for me that, you know, again, turns towards egocentrism or audio journaling because I am overtone and it's the overtone moon. I'm a blue storm. It's the blue storm wave spell. So this replication of my own birth astrology, I'm a blue overtone storm, by having the wave spell and the tone synchronized, it troubles me to be in pain and reflexive suffering when it's supposed to be like, it's my time. Not that I should have all this like pride and arrogance about it being my time, but I would think it's like coming home to myself, and what I want to find there is beauty and tranquility. I'm going to tell a story that I think speaks to the shadow side of the overtone tone. It's an ugly story, but I just simply can't put a podcast up without expressing where I'm at in the midst of this blue storm evolution.
I'm not doing online dating, but I'm kind of caught in something that's a bit like that, like the online meetup. I was not looking to date. It is a very specific thing, but I just can't share about that here. But in any case, it's a form that's kind of like swipe left, swipe right, swipe left, you know, all this that I've never been exposed to. I don't expose myself to dating apps because I can't handle that. But I got into another swiping situation. And so I learned about it. I'm like, oh, I see. You get kind of inoculated. You know, you're just looking for the match. And when you hit the match, it feels really good. And it did feel good to get to the place where like, oh, this person's interested in what I'm offering. And I'm interested in offering what they want. And again, this is non-romantic, non-sexual. And it erases all the non-matching. Like I got it for a minute. I'm like, oh, maybe I can online date because it's just a strategy. Then this person ghosted me. They went from saying, yes, I would love to, you know, take to the next level. Let's call it email, you know, outside the app existence, even if not intimate. And they said yes, and they were lying to themselves or to me, and they disappeared. And I couldn't get the function that I had sought to complete with them done. And I was just left in the sea of people that weren't matches, and the person that I'd matched having become a ghost or an, you know, a delusion, an illusion. And it wasn't a big deal at the time. I was just like, oh, that's like rejection. Feels like rejection. Okay, so that's like the back context. And again, I'm not quite sure where it lives in Mayan astrology. Here's where it was. The World Bridger wave spell went on for 13 days and the bridge between worlds was open. And on White Cosmic Mirror that evening, like when the bell tolled midnight, or rather when I went to sleep and woke up in blue magnetic storm, the World Bridge was gone. And the person that I'd met through the World Bridge, i.e. networking or social app, you know, the bridge was gone. We weren't going to connect anymore. And that's where I felt a huge loss. You know, that White World Bridger, all its lessons about death and reorienting yourself and your ego to anything that ends being the end of limitation. Like, I didn't have my sea legs for that anymore. We're in a new wave spell, one that's churning with upheaval. And I just felt this loss of safety and connectivity from White World Bridger. So that's the astrology. Part B of the story, I just don't know how to situate it, but somebody sent me a dick pic. Somebody that I didn't know, somebody I certainly didn't ask, and somebody I had no romantic interest in, expectation. It wasn't that format. And I got it, the picture in my phone, and I didn't really know what it was because I have middle-aged eyes, so I'm kind of like, what is that? And it, I'm sure that's funny for some people. I mean, you know, it didn't take me a long time to figure it out, but I wasn't expecting it. And I'm all, oh, gross. Okay, I'm going to block that number. I'm sure that will only escalate. And went on with my adjustments to, you know, the ghosting and so forth. But it caught me so bad on the yellow lunar sun day, which was our Friday, our full moon Friday with an eclipse of sorts, a lot of intensified solar lunar conjunct energy. I didn't do well at all. Really, really didn't know until late in the day that I had been, you know, triggered, junior trauma by a dick pic. because I don't, you know, I'm way too old for that to be anything recognizable to me as flirty and so on. It felt really aberrant. It felt gross. And I felt like I had been intoxicated by someone else's lack of integrity. And, you know, I have some history with that. Haven't had to go through that in a while. Certainly not building a house, not feeling that kind of invasion of perversion in my life. Different issues, different invasions, but not a perversion. And I'm sorry if anyone listening is like, that's not really perverted, you know, everyone does that. I'll be the crone and I'll just say, well, the fact that everyone does it to me doesn't normalize it. I didn't ask for it. It wasn't on topic. It wasn't attractive. It didn't inspire anything. It made me feel ill. So how is that blue storm? Well, thanks for listening. We're almost out of the woods where I'm going to have to talk about myself all the time. I'm turning 53 in 3 days. I guess I just was like, well, it's part of the retrospective of who I am, where I started. Survivor of childhood sexual, I don't know, let's call it invasion. Is it an assault? Just an invasion, lack of boundaries, a perversion. I'm comfortable with that. So I guess early on in the blue storm wave spell, I'm just taking a little trip down memory lane. And that's perfect because I'm in the epicenter of my Mayan rebirth. As many of you know, I am completing my 52nd year. So it was going so well up until this last half week. And that's okay. You know, this is a recognizable state of mind for me. The blue storm experience includes crying. I have a hard time crying because I'm so like caffeinated that I'm kind of like blocked from a lot of my emotions. I'm not always caffeinated, but there's caffeine in my bloodstream, you know, just lingering. You know, I'm intoxicated with that, and that's my own. I'm accountable to that. But it isn't like easy to just be like, but I have this raggedy cry in me about what I've been through, about these, you know, my version of the patriarchy and how my version isn't just these two guys. My version is my lifetime. And so that's a little bit blue storm, you know. There might be a big cry to come. There might be a different kind of quake, a breakthrough of a different sort. I'm planning to hear live music on our white self-existing wind day, aka Sunday. And I'm hoping that my shamanic, you know, aspirant dance style will release some of this pain, this clogged guttural pain from the perversion of our culture, from the pornography that taints almost every intimacy now. Boy, that's so boxy, but I am so fucking angry about existing in a world where pornography takes over children's lives. It's a different kind of molestation. Okay, so was anyone looking for this? Okay, so thanks for listening. I was saying that if sending someone a dick pic unsolicited, off topic, that's like the dark side of overtone. That's just some bullshit, you know, pushy, overpowering. Yeah, I mean, I'm overtone in my origins, and I know how to be that way. The kind of the brutal bluntness that you're really just trying to blow someone away. So let's bring it back to the wholesome overtone where we're just radiant. You know, picture the hippie dancer who's just like shaking it out and bringing the vibration up, and the music, the jam band music is just like, doesn't ever stop. Everyone's unified. That's the upside of overtone. So both are at hand. I think there's a lot of upside of Blue Storm, but I just can't get into it. So what I said to a couple of friends on Blue Magnetic Storm, I said, well, what, you know, I was the chill one. I was the one who was not unhappy at the beginning of this wave spell. It all started like the evening of Blue Magnetic Storm into Yellow Lunar Sun and then Red Electric Dragon. Still sick, dope sick. My friends that were like, oh, this has been a really crunchy day, Blue Magnetic Storm. I said, well, whatever's going on right now will be resolved in 13 days. I didn't say it like a sassy person. I said it like a still sage, because I believe that. I mean, I say that to myself, but I can say it to you, and I never say it at you. Like, hey, snap out of it. It's all going to be over in 13 days. Or, you know, just endure it for 13 days. Instead, it's more of an inquiry and a reminder that we're in a wave spell, and the wave spell is moving and evolving, and it's a journey meant to help us evolve. So I say it at the first day of the wave spell. If something is stirred that's uncomfortable, that's overwhelming, that is unclear, that's the teaching. So I say it like, oh, it's because what you're unable to grasp right now, like, feels unsolvable. Like, the only good news is in less than 2 weeks, this will be solved. This thing happening on the magnetic day is identifiably the thing that will be resolved in 13 days. I promise you that. Something else will come up in 13 days that you have to solve in the next 13 days. But if you have one of those beginning of wave spells, tension points, or fate suddenly explodes in your face, then you know that's the thing that you've attracted as your purpose, and that your purpose is going to be, it's going to have a challenge within it, right? But that will be resolved by the end of this wave spell. I mean, can I promise that? Is it important to promise it? Is future telling okay? Future telling isn't okay, said the resonant psychic. It isn't really okay to future tell. But I'm talking about the rhythms and patterns of a 13 tone cycle that I absolutely believe in and give my life over to because I believe in it. And this is what I've learned. I think we'll just try to talk about the future a little bit. It's just ironic. I just said that we shouldn't, but I'm not talking about what's going to happen in the future, except maybe the tribes and tones. I want to just talk about how there's really no way out of the Blue Storm wave spell, the Yellow Human wave spell that comes after it, the Red Serpent wave spell that comes after that, the White Mirror wave spell that comes after that. Four wave spells in a row. Usually I include White World Bridger, the Teaching of Death, as one of these five wave spells at this point in the Zulkin that are demanding, rigorous for us. I liked White World Bridger. Blue Storm, not so much. So that makes me want to say, well, okay, note to self. In the past, I've had big diatribes about that, about this particular time, this section of the wave spell, and I'll just reaffirm that. Like, I'm there with you. If you're not really flying right now, you're falling, or you've fallen, I'm with you. It's a heavy time for us to self-examine / feel things that are unsettling. what I'll say about Blue Storm, the wave spell, I also said this to someone else, is that, well, I mean, it's mostly just about getting out of denial. Denial is gray, cloudy, sort of oppressive skies, a kind of stillness that's foreboding, slash you can't see shadows, you can't feel the sun on your face, there's an opaque layer. It also can be really beautiful, the grayscale of nature's art. But it's stultifying. Like, a lot of us feel that. It has barometric pressure too, so it does something. We can't see the heavens. We can't see into the cosmos. There's an obstruction. And the storm is there to compress all that pressure even tighter so that the sky explodes and all of that condensation is liberated and then the sun shines again. I've said that 1,000 times. I am in a huge amount of denial because I deny parts of myself and my life all the time in order to rebuild this house. So I know I'm in denial. I'm just like, I deny drinking enough water. I deny eating enough vegetables. I deny a life without caffeine. I deny my body freedom from about a cigarette a day. So to me, I'm in massive denial. Like, can't feel those feelings. You have to keep working here. Just energize, keep working. So unfortunately, Blue Storm is like, no, you can't stay in denial. Denial is the cloudy obfuscation. We're going to like torque that till it explodes. And then the denial is going to fall away and there'll be clarity. So I know that's part of why my life is getting complicated emotionally. And I'm feeling feelings I didn't want to feel again. And I'm getting triggered. And you have your version of that. Like, what are you in denial of right now in these first 3 or 4 days? You have an answer because your life is kind of halting and making you look at something that you haven't meant to, you know, you didn't mean to maybe avoid it, or maybe you did mean to avoid it, but it's sort of like too late, can't avoid it anymore. And that work, the work of the Blue Storm shift from denial into clarity through like roughshod awakening, the sky exploding, tears, that takes us into Yellow Human, the wave spell. And I don't know what to say about that right now. It's a lot of free will, shadow and light of the human. We'll get there. And then after that, we're going into Red Serpent, which I just, from way here, you know, 20 days away, I'm all, just seems to be really an anxiety-ridden time. And then White Mirror, which is the wonderful, meaningful center point of the teaching of human sacrifice and all sacrifice. Okay, so you know that. Those are the wave spells to come. I guess what I'm doing here is I'm being upfront with you that I'm not having a great time so far. And I'm willing to try to stay on the podcast through line if I can be honest. And that's a good question. Could I be honest? It took me 3 days to be honest here. And but I guess now, you know, I've broken the ice. If I'm talking about dick pics on Natural Time, the Mayan Astrology podcast on Spotify, then I suppose things have gotten pretty real. And that's a very Blue Storm sentiment. You know, we got to be real. We got to be real here. So we will be. And next couple of days, let's see, we're going to enter The second week of the overtone moon does mean a lot, just knowing that we're moving along through it. We have a white self-existing wind. I can't even believe I'm saying this aloud. Okay, everyone, I'm so sorry if you're like, dang, I just tuned in for some Mayan astrology and now I'm hearing about like molestation trauma. Hey, everyone. I just remembered that white self-existing wind, which is tomorrow, is my grandfather's Mayan birthday. My grandfather was the family member who was not boundaried with me. So there you go. Over and out. I just solved the riddle of my own anguish. And that's real. So let's just check in with that. What am I saying? I'm saying that if you are like me, and you may not be, you will look up everyone's birthday that you know at the beginning of your journey of discovering this astrology, and you will stay curious, and you'll remember people that you've either forgotten or you didn't know their birthday, and you'll find out who they are, their birthday, and then you'll get their tone and tribe and you'll understand them better, which I certainly understand my grandfather and my relationship with him. It is good that I know that he's a white self-existing wind. And then you'll have the opportunity to experience their day when it arises and see what happens. Well, I still have that deity to live with, but I'm already in my material about him. So it's all very, 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 very on point. So you all have a nice white self-existing wind while I shamanically dance out another level of stirred patriarchal invasion of my body. And the day is guided by White Mirror, which makes sense. My family, see how you feel once again, dropping into that brush with White Mirror. The more you embrace White Mirror, the more you embrace White World Bridger, I think the healthier you'll be as a human on this planet where we fear death and we don't want to sacrifice. Then on Monday, we'll have blue overtone night, an overtone day, and an overtone moon. I don't know how that'll feel. That seems like a lot of overtone. I really love blue night. I'm hoping it's a lovely day. I really love blue night. I want to have preferences. I don't know that they have to play out as... I really loved the White World Bridger wave spell. I loved it. I crossed so many bridges and made connections. I'm afraid that they're only for that time, but I hope not. But I love Blue Night, and it's coming right up on Monday. And then it will take me forever to get back here, so let's talk about Tuesday. Tuesday will be yellow rhythmic seed. It's going to be my birthday, which means I won't be a blue overtone storm in her 52nd year anymore. I don't know if I'll change, but this is it. I think you're getting a pretty good finale of the blue overtone storm experience, and that it has its gifts and its challenges for you, for me, and for those in my midst. So yellow rhythmic seed, and then I don't know, try to be back by red resonant serpent. Seems like that would be a good goal. But there's a lot going on, honestly. A lot of hard work over here. We have some collectively agreed upon national holidays in the mix. There are weather factors that I have to deal with being under construction. The full moon has been an ass kicker. And the tidal fluctuations in my body. And then, it's getting darker and darker. I haven't lived in a northern climate in a while. So you know, we're all just doing the best we can. A lot of this is still natural time. Responding to nature, i.e. seasons, is still part of this podcast. Responding to moon cycles, fluctuations in the tide, that's all included here. And then there's human nature. And I have given you some deep dive into my own. Appreciate if it's relatable. And thanks for listening. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.